The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Gopal. Gopala Krishna. Jnanam teham vijnanam idam vyaksyami asheshataha yajgyatva neha bhuyanaj natvayam avashishyate jnanam. Phenomenal knowledge. Te, unto you. Aham, I. Sa, with. Vijnanam, numinous knowledge. Idam, this. Vakshyami shall explain. Asheshataha in full. Yat which? Natva knowing. Na not. Iha in this world. Bhuyaha further. Anyat anything more. Natvayam knowable. Avashishyate remains. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know.
Перевод. Сейчас я открою тебе во всей полноте знания о материальной и о духовной природе. Когда ты овладеешь им, для тебя уже не останется ничего непознанного.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Complete knowledge includes knowledge of the phenomenal world, the spirit behind it, and the source of both of them. This is transcendental knowledge. The Lord wants to explain the above-mentioned system of knowledge because Arjuna is Krishna's confidential devotee and friend. In the beginning of the fourth chapter, this explanation was given by the Lord, and it is again confirmed here. Complete knowledge can only be achieved by the devotees of the Lord in disciplic succession directly from the Lord.
Господь уже говорил об этом в начале четвертой главы, и здесь он снова подтверждает, что совершенное знание может получить только преданный, который принадлежит к парампаре, ведущий начало от самого Господа.
Therefore, one should be intelligent enough to know the source of all knowledge, who is the cause of all causes, and the only object for meditation in all types of yoga practice.
Поэтому мы должны воспользоваться своим разумом и пытаться постичь источник всего знания, Господа, который является причиной всех причин и единственным объектом медитации во всех системах йоги.
When the cause of all causes becomes known, then everything knowable becomes known, and nothing remains unknown.
Познав причину всех причин, человек обретает совершенное знание, и для него уже не остается ничего непознанного.
The Vedas, Mukundaka Upanishad 1.3 says, Kashmin Bhagavo Vigyate Sarvam Idam Vigyatam Bhavati.
Веды Мукундака Упанишад 1.1.3 подтверждают это.
So here, before we start, we should say, Omagyana Timirandasya Janaganasalakayam Chaksus Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakara Maya Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatavara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sagana Raganatan Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vinda Veneshwari Vishuvanu Stuta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Taruvascha Sripasindhu Vayevacha Patita Pavan Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Garadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in the seventh chapter, Krishna is going to be explaining to Arjuna his various energies, material energy, the living entity, and he'll also explain something about himself.
В седьмой главе Бхагавад-гиты Кришна будет рассказывать Арджуне о своих различных энергиях, о материальной энергии, о живом существе, и также он будет говорить о себе самом.
So if we just understand this seventh chapter, we can become perfect.
Если мы поймем хотя бы эту седьмую главу, то тогда мы станем совершенными.
But one thing we learn in the next verse is that it's not so easy to become fully acquainted with this knowledge.
Из следующего стиха мы узнаем, что не так-то просто узнать, понять это знание.
Why is it not so easy? Because of our covering.
Это не так-то просто из-за нашего покрытия.
It mentions that Maya covers us in two ways.
Упоминается, что Майя покрывает нас двумя способами.
First she like throws us, and then she arranges us for to be attached to the material things.
Сначала она выбрасывает нас, а потом устраивает так, что мы привязываемся к материальным вещам.
So in order to understand Bhagavad Gita, the seventh chapter, we have to get out of Maya.
Для того, чтобы понять Бхагавад Гиту и седьмую главу, мы должны выйти из Майи.
Otherwise, many scholars, they may know Bhagavad Gita from a scholarly way. They may even know the Sanskrit perfectly. They can recite it. But they're not able to ascertain the real essence of that knowledge. Because, as Prabhupada mentions here, in the fourth chapter, it clearly says that because you are my devotee and my friend, therefore I have chosen you to receive this information. So Prabhupada is saying that this is also confirmed in this verse. Actually, throughout the Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna is stressing on this point of becoming a devotee. Tesham sarata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upadhyantite. He says, for those who are devoted to me, I give them the intelligence that they can come to me. This is from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10. So, everywhere in the Gita, actually, this point is stressed. That we can only know the Lord by His mercy. And He is merciful to His devotees. And this is reasonable because how can we expect somebody to reveal themselves to us fully unless we have a loving relationship with them?
потому что как мы можем ожидать, что кто-то откроет нам себя, если у нас нет с ними любовных взаимоотношений?
Sometimes the example is given, a big businessman, he may have a very dear son, so because it's his son, then he reveals everything about the secrets of the business.
Иногда приводится такой пример, что очень крупный бизнесмен, например, у него есть сын, которого он очень любит, и он может открывать ему все секреты своего бизнеса.
So, in the same way, one who is very dear to Krishna, naturally Krishna is going to show him all his features.
И точно так же тот, кто очень дорог Кришне, тому Кришна может открыть все свои качества.
So this is mentioned also in the 9th chapter, where Krishna says, I'm equal to everyone, but to my devotee I show special favor. That, let me just find it. What is that verse? Who knows that verse? I'm equal to everyone, but I'm partial to 29, thank you. Samoham sarva bhutesu na me dveshosti na priyaha yeva janti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapiyaham. I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9:29. So, you can translate it. Take your time. It's an important verse.
Я никому не питаю ни вражды, ни пристрастия. Я одинаково отношусь ко всем. Но тот, кто с любовью и преданностью служит мне, тот мой друг. Он всегда в моем сердце, и я ему тоже друг.
So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that someone may criticize, oh, Krishna's a favorite, he has his favorites, but it's not actually that Krishna's favorite, but those who love him, naturally he's attracted to them.
И в комментарии дальше говорится, что иногда люди критикуют Кришну, что у него есть какие-то предпочтения, но на самом деле это не предпочтение Кришны, а просто если человек очень сильно любит его, то уже естественным образом Кришна привлекается к нему.
Actually, Krishna is sama sarvesu bhutesu. He's equal to everyone.
На самом деле Кришна равно относится ко всем.
Just like the sun is giving its rays in all directions.
Так же как солнце распространяет свои лучи во всех направлениях.
But if someone remains in a closet separated from the sun, then it's not that the sun is partial.
Но если кто-то прячется от солнца, находится вдали от него, это не значит, что солнце как-то неравнодушно относится.
So Krishna is eager to reciprocate with everyone in loving devotion. But as they surrender unto him, then he reciprocates accordingly. This is just a reasonable understanding. The Bible also confirms, as you sow, you shall reap. So this is the principle, that as we approach God, He reciprocates with us. So no one can check us from approaching God. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. There were so many attempts to check his devotional service. But because devotional service is executed from the spiritual platform, nothing material can stop it. But we may not believe that. Therefore, we hesitate to fully surrender. We're afraid that if we give everything to Krishna, we may not have anything left. Just like Sukacharya. He was the spiritual master of Bali Maharaj. So Vamana came and he requested some donation from Bali Maharaj. But Sukacharya said, no, no, this is Vishnu in disguise. Don't give him, otherwise he may take everything. Then what will we have? So actually, he did take everything. But there was one thing that he didn't take. When he was leaving, Bali Maharaj said, wait, my lord, there's one thing you didn't take. He said, you didn't take my head. So he put his head on the Lord's feet. And although he was left bound by the rope of Varuna, still he was in devotion, he was calling out the name of the Lord. And because of that call, the Lord became captured by Bali Maharaj. And remains as the doorkeeper for Bali Maharaj in the spiritual planet. He remains as the doorkeeper. In other words, he lost everything, but he got the Lord. So, therefore he became one of the Mahajans. We talk about the 12 Mahajans. Mahajana yena kata sapanta. We follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. Just like we were discussing this morning about Prahlad Maharaj. So these are tested devotees who have become recognized as pure devotees. So we also have to pass that test. Therefore, we're going to read tomorrow that pure devotional service is rarely attained. So if we don't take advantage of this opportunity, then it'll be a great loss. What is the opportunity? We have our good intelligence. We connected with the devotees. We have the captain of the ship, Srila Prabhupada. We have the direction of the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So everything is favorable to carry us over the ocean of material existence. Only we have to agree to be carried. But while we're being carried, we have to give up the unwanted things. We have to go and just like fully, I wanted to say naked. Naked, just like the gopis when they came and were bathing and Krishna stole their garments. Then they were obliged to come in front of Krishna. And when they came out of the water, they were keeping their hands on their pubic area. When Krishna chastised him, he said, you've made a big offense. Because you were swimming in the Yamuna at the inappropriate time, and therefore it was a big offense to Varuna. And you were swimming naked, that's also an offense. So the only way you can atone for that offense, you have to fold your hands in front of you and ask forgiveness from Varuna. Put your hands on your head, your folded hands. So the gopis did that. So, therefore, they were accepted by Krishna. So in the same way, we have to go without carrying anything from the material side. We have to just bring our devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Stripped of all unwanted things. What are those unwanted things they're called? You can say anarthas. So those are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the cleaning of the Gunjita temple. The Lord describes them like the unwanted weeds that are growing along with the Bhakti Lata beach. Like Pratishtha. Pratishtha means we want to be famous devotee. We want to be a great devotee. But this is not the mood of the pure devotee. The pure devotee just wants to be a good devotee. He knows that only Krishna is great. So he's happy to act in a very humble way without expecting anything, any honor. His only concern is to please his spiritual master and Krishna. Then we have to give up the being duplicit. Bhaktisiddhanta says the Vaishnav and simple are synonymous. You can't separate the two. Vaishnav means straightforward. We have to stop being tricky. It says that the devotee, even he can reveal the truth to the enemy. At least amongst devotees, we should be open-hearted. This is a big obstacle on our path of devotion. Then, what other obstacle is there? If we are violent. It says only the killer of the animals can understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Then, what else? We have to be free from sex attraction. Sex life is there for begetting good children. Otherwise, we should avoid. So in this way, if we pull out these weeds, then the Bhakti Lata beach will grow nicely. And penetrate through the material coverings and bring us into the Goloka Vrindavan. And what is the best way to remove all these obstacles? Goloka Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. Just chant the holy name of the Lord and we will be eligible to see the spiritual world. Because this Harinam is coming directly from Goloka Vrindavan. So we see practically that all of you are fortunate, you have attraction for this holy name. And in your association, even hard-hearted person like me finds some attraction. So please continue with this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? No, I'm not surprised there's no questions, because actually the philosophy is very simple. The only question should be, dear Guru, dear Temple President, what service do you have for me? So I think now our service is to see a play. That's what Sri Prahlad was saying, that a play is prepared. So maybe we'll have them come. Shri Bhagavad Gita ki. Yeah.